Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday evening, May 14th, 2024, PGN. This is Deborah with you here this evening. Thank you so much for joining us, and welcome. Welcome to PGN, and good to be here, and thank you for being patient, transitioning today, so I wanted to make sure I gave myself enough time. So we started a half hour later with the usual weekly PGN time, which is 7 Central Time. So God bless everyone. Good to be here. Thank you for those who are dialed in. I see your hand up for ministry. I just want to mention, too, as well as if anyone's listening online, it's probably best if you're dialing in to go ahead and raise your hand for ministry, even if you're uncertain when you first dial in, because if you change your mind along the way, I think you can put your hand down. It might be a toggle button on number one on the keypad, as well as you could always just drop off and dial back in if you change your mind for some reason, because what will happen is from the time that we start, and I know that there's people here that from the time that we start to the time that we finish, there's constantly people calling in and dropping out and transitioning, if you will. So if you've dialed in early and you want to receive ministry before others, otherwise you get put in at a later slot. That's all that I'm thinking. I just wanted to mention that to those that are dialed in. So again, warm welcome to everyone, and praise the Lord. Good to be here. Glad to be here. And may we honor the Lord during our time together with our faith, hope, and love to glorify his name. So let's pray. Before we begin, I just have a short little thing I'm going to say, and then it's going to jump into ministry here. So, Father God, we thank you for this evening. We dedicate it to you, God. We thank you for the assistance of your angels, God, your angelic presence, God, and just being in our midst, God. Your word says that two or more are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst, God. So, Father, it's incredible that what we could use as we gather in your name and in one accord and for your glory, that you might be magnified, God. And I thank you for this place, God, this house at PGN, Father. We thank you for it, God. May you be glorified and honored and praised and worshiped and adored, God, in Jesus' name. And may miracles, even miracles, go forth, Father God, for the glory of your name and the glory of your presence, for your people, God, being built up and renewed and refreshed, God, and as well as reverencing truly who you are, God, in complete awe of you, Father. So we thank you. We thank you for that, God, and the proclamations and the declarations and even the prophetic words, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, be glorified, God, in this place, Lord. Be glorified and be magnified. Jesus' name. You know, I was reading today. I was doing something. I wasn't going to say this, but I was doing something today, reading about some stuff about the Lord's Supper. And one of the notes was saying, let the prophets give thanks to the Lord continually. Like they're always, they were talking about like setting it up, like who is ordained, if you will. Like this is older century type of reading that I was doing. And so they were talking about like, well, who is ordained to offer the Lord's Supper, right? Like just setting things in order, yada, yada. But the note said, like, let the prophets give thanks to God as often as they want, you know. So the prophets, because when Jesus took the bread and he said he gave thanks and then he broke it and gave it to the disciples, I thought it was cool that it said, let the prophets do it, give thanks. Let the prophets give thanks as often as they, you know, as often as they want to, meaning those that love me, you know, like, and that's even the Lord revealing the heart behind the prophet should be to honor God and to reverence him and to know that they're representing him with great respect in reverence and honor that he might be glorified first. So I just thought that was a really cool side note there. So may this be a place in the house as well that gives the Lord thanks. And for his communion, you know, I thought it was cool how some of it overlapped and fit together here at PGN. So praise God. So this Sunday, this past week, well, happy Mother's Day to everyone, to the mamas out there and those that are to be, and those desiring to be, and those who are walking through any losses or longings, whatever it might be. We thank you for your heart, and we pray, you know, the treasured possessions of the Lord to be yours in that secret place. Amen. Well, so this weekend, so when I was in church on Sunday, my husband had a friend come in out of town that he's known for quite some time. He attended our wedding, so he's known him for a very long time. He's been married 35 years, I think it is, this year. And so I remember him specifically being at our wedding with his wife. But anyways, he came down to visit his son because he actually ended up getting remarried somewhere along the storyline. And she moved down here, Rita is her name, and we met with her and had lunch with her, like, a few years ago. Anyways, okay, well, her son, Luke, lives down here, and my husband's friend, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, came down to visit his son, and just to kind of like reestablish their relationship. His son's 35, spend the week with him, see what he could do to love on him and like help him fix up his, you know, like ride bikes and motorcycles, you know, all kinds of father-son stuff, and just kind of reestablish and reaffirm and reset his love for him, and, you know, just help to solidify that and let the roots go deeper in those areas. So anyways, when we were in, so at the last minute, my husband said, Craig, text him and said, hey, I want to meet you at church. So John's like, oh, okay, you know, but hey, we would invite you to lunch, but we've had reservations for 2 weeks because it's Mother's Day, yada, yada. So they're like, oh, no, we understand. Well, we didn't know his son was coming. I guess we didn't understand that part. So here we get into church right when it's starting, and they're waiting for us by the door, sitting in the seats right in front. And so then we moved over to other seats. So there was four of us in a row and already two people in that row, so six of us in a row. You know, like normally you guys know, you probably like this too. It's like a little more elbow room during worship, but that's okay. I worked with it. But during, right before, like, worship just had started, and I knew the presence of the Lord was upon me. It was like almost like he put his hand, his hand was upon my head. And it's felt like this before, almost like he's opening up the top of my head and just imparting this information, but like his hands resting on my head and offering it to me, right? So like the hand of the Lord is upon me. That's the best way I could describe it. But really knowing, even in the midst of the crowd, like there's something powerfully here that's happening. Now, if I was alone, I could probably take it in a lot differently, you know, in every fiber in my being. But and the presence of other worship was going, and I was like, wow, something's happening here. And like I knew like it was the wisdom of God and the sort of like shift of God that was happening. And so the Lord was showing me he was putting some things in order. He was says order. He's putting some things in order. And I said, Lord, what are you putting in order? What's putting in order? And this is what I sensed, to three things here, okay? One was the church. He was putting things in order in the church. And one was specifically our local body, the body that I was at, okay, that he was going to use this new pastor to actually put some things in order in the church, back in order for God, like God was helping him do that. And at large, the people, okay, at large, the church, the things in the church, putting it back in order, okay, God was going to start moving and shifting people to put things back in order. And then I looked over and I looked at Craig and his son Luke, and the Lord said he was even putting some things back in order with them, and their relationship with the Father and the Son, and back in order with them, okay? And then the Lord, was like over me. He's putting things back in order, or not back in order, but in order for me as well. I guess you could call them back in order. I'm like, when you go through like trials, tribulations, it feels like they're putting back in order, but then it's actually order. God is putting it in order, even though sometimes it can feel like it's back in order. But I have not been, for the sake of clarity, I am an obedient daughter to the Lord, and I do desire to do the right thing, even in my workplace, with my family, when I'm shopping, you know, all those kinds of things. It's just I'm hardwired that way. So, but I did feel like the Lord was going to be putting some things in order for me, and maybe some things that the enemy maybe tried to rob or has been, just those trials and those things, like now it's going to be back in order. So that, whatever that means, but I did feel those three things. So now, rather quickly, I will say I haven't spent a lot of more time, really seeking the Lord, but the order, but I knew it was these three different things, and there are three different areas. So I started to look up. Now, again, I might talk about this again later, because this may be like a half-baked potato, if you will, because when I looked up the word, as far as the sense of which particular meaning of the word of order, because there were several of them, or there was a handful of words that meant order, and they meant different things. Oops, I'm on the wrong one. So this one that I chose, though, this one meant, the one that I selected seemed like when I read them, seemed to be most fitting with how the Lord spoke to me about the three areas of what he was putting in order. And so this particular one, you could probably hear this word in the Greek. So this is 1299.
Psalms G, 1299. The Atasa.
Okay, now this one means, this one is to command, appoint, ordain, set in order, or to give order. Okay, so arrange, appoint, ordain. Here the usage says prescribe and give order. Okay, to arrange thoroughly, which I really feel like that was really like what the Lord was showing. He was bringing order because it was in the church, it was in the family, and I think there's something to wherever the Lord has you called or appointed or ordained, right? Those things that he's purposed and set within you to bring order to that. And I really sense that that's what the Lord is doing. And that was part of it, okay? And those verses there's like 12, 16 verses that go with that particular not description, but under that term. And some of those have to do with the church and all those that it says. Okay, so that's one thing. And then the second thing is, so I really want to try to do this within 15 minutes. I have 2 minutes. So the second thing is that I've been seeing a lot of doubles. So even just doing celebrations, like table numbers, seat numbers at different events, like the same thing. And number 13. So let's see, actually number 13, like three times, you know, and then seeing yesterday double numbers, which was an unlicensed place, and I really should have kept track probably of all of the numbers that I had seen, like literally written them down. But I've been seeing this for a while, so I don't know, like a couple weeks maybe, and I don't know if I have mentioned this or not in the past couple of weeks or not. But so then yesterday it was 4747. So I looked up, so those are the two that I remember, okay, the 13. And I didn't realize this, but the number 13 actually – at the very beginning of it, and I'm like, yes, Corinthians 13:13, which has to do with, or 1 Corinthians 13:13, that says, "And now abide in faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." So it does have to do with the love of God and the increase, right, and the share of that. I mean, giving and receiving is what I mean by that. And but at the beginning of the description for the number 13, it said double portion. I have never seen that before. So in the double portion, when we look that up, because there's only a few verses in that, it really is, let me see this, because one with Hannah, it talks about a worthy portion. Yeah, there's something, I'm not sure. I would have to probably, I think, spend more time on that, because it's really just basically, as you hear me say the word double portion, is literally as you would imagine. That's basically the definition in there. So whatever is happening, so I just want to say, I just want to release that, and let's just pray over that, over everyone, actually. And my time left is 1 and 13 and 47. Oh, my gosh, I just seen that. Okay, so whatever this is, this devil is appointed for such a time as this, God, that you would ordain and command and appoint your people, God, in placing them in order for where you have them, God, the order, God, whether that be whatever your order is for them, Father God, we ask the placement of that, Lord, within the church with at large, Lord, you know, their placement in the body of Christ and at large, Father God, and according to their giftedness, Lord, if they're teachers and pastors and prophets and apostles, God, you place these things in order, God, in Jesus' name, as well as deacons and, Lord, everything, God, you would place it in order. Not a religious thing, God, but I think in a militant thing, you know, that we're going to need each other and have that backing and authority and a militant warlike moving forward as one and covering and shielding each other in Jesus' name, as I'm just praying now. And then we thank you, Father God, for families. We thank you for setting things in order with families, Father God, Lord, and the things that you've placed in their hearts and their children's hearts and their children's children, Father, the things that you've ordained and anointed. God, we ask, Father God, by your command, Lord, that you would appoint and ordain in Jesus' name. An institute, God, thoroughly arranging things in order, God. And we thank you for this, Father God, in Jesus' name. And help us to see this too, God, in your word, in greater clarity, Father, as the Son serve the Father and the Holy Spirit, God, and just the unity and the oneness that they had, God, along with the power, Father God, to keep things in order for the kingdom of God and the household of faith, Father God. And we thank you for families, Lord, placing things back in order and reinstituting and arranging things thoroughly for families, Father God, to stand strong in this hour, in Jesus' name. And Lord, callings that you have on people's lives, Father God, and even measures, God, if there's a measure of a double portion, God, as Elisha asked over Elijah, God, in Jesus' name, let it be so. God, let the people see, Lord. Let the prayers go forth, Lord, out of the abundance of the mouth, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, God, have your way. Let the will and the purposes of God be done, Lord, that people, Lord, would let their light so shine that they might glorify their Father in heaven. Lord, and we thank you for that, God. So be glorified in this nation and in this land. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Okay, great. All right, let's open up the phone line. So thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your love and your goodness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so 920-716. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to? What is your first name?
Hi, it's Anne from Wisconsin.
Oh, Anne, Miss Anne. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Again, good to have you. Got to get used to your number again. So thank you so much. let me mute. Let me mute you and pray for you. Thank you. So, Father God, we thank you for Anne, God, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, just for, like a flourishing field. And I'm seeing wildflowers. There's wildflowers in different colors and daisies as well. But just a field, a flourishing field and the wildflowers. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord, you know, that the Lord is able to, you know, all things are redemptive, you know. I mean, that's just the heart of God, even in the midst of such ashes, right, and sorrow and suffering. The Lord brings about, if you read Romans 5, 1 through 5, for those that are listening as well, you know, it talks about what comes forth and what is producing out of those places, you know, and so the redemptiveness in the land to bring forth wildflowers, like what springs forth is the beauty of the redemption that comes forth, you know, and it's for all to see, right? Because like wildflowers are not, I mean, you can pick them and put them on your table or wherever, but really wildflowers are for people to see, and it's almost like a testimony to the land. And I think this is like purpose for your life, like, you know, that the people would see this redemption over your life and almost like in the lay of the land, you know, and that they would see this redemption. And it's a testimony unto the Lord that they see the fragrance and what's come forth from the places that you've walked in, you know, and instilled. And a lot of it is, in fact, indeed, our testimony. So let me share this verse with you, and let me go just to the regular. Okay. I hope I remember this right. So, oh, yeah, so Acts 20, is that where I am? Yeah, 20:24. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself so that I might finish my race with joy, and that the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus Christ to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. So, you know, this is obviously Paul speaking, and, you know, that was his goal. That was his thing, is to always testify to the gospel, the grace of God in his life, which is the redemptive work. Like, hey, you know, I used to be this, right, the chief of sinners, but God did this for me and remind me, like, hey, I was this, but now I'm this, you know, and always remember, hey, he's testifying to the grace of God in his life, you know, and we do grow and learning and walking in the grace of God and testifying unto the Lord. But I'm seeing, again, these wildflowers. And Father, I just ask, Lord, if there be anything else, Lord, anything, Father, that you, I personally might be missing, that you are imparting, filling and revealing, Father, I just ask, Lord, that my spirit, that you would bring to remembrance any detail. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So when the soil is redemptive and it brings forth these wildflowers, the Lord's just showing us, because when the redemptive work is happening, it's like bringing the nutrients to the soil of the heart, right? So it's symbolic or parallel, bringing the nutrients to transform it and to bring forth the beauty and the redemption and the purpose. in the field in which God has called. So we thank you for that, God. We thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God.
Well, praise the Lord. That was wonderful. I feel the presence of the Lord here right now.
Yeah, I did during that last thing too. I did feel the presence of the Lord as well.
Yeah. Thank you, Deborah. And praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen. I'm just writing some of this down. Miss Ann, do you have any prayer requests?
Yes, I'm very concerned about my youngest daughter. I know the Lord has spoken to me that he has good plans for her, but you know how we know when the Lord has spoken to us, and then it seems like it takes forever for something to change or something else to happen. And I'm just being very impatient, but she is a single mom of three, and I wish for her to be married and have someone take care of her too, you know, have a spouse. And she has a lot of anxiety and she has a lot of stress. And so if we could pray for her mental health and that she would put her priorities right, because she has, you know, some problem doing that too. And she doesn't worry about it, but as I'm watching her and know things about her, it makes me worry. And I repent and I try not to worry, but my goodness, she's got three little ones, and I just wish for her the best. And her and her sister, like, I think sometimes they compete. They compete for my love. They compete for, like, I think they can get jealous of each other. Not very much, but, mm-hmm. And it's so stubble. You have to really pay attention to see it. But they are very, I had the most wonderful Mother's Day that I've had in several years. And I just wish, my oldest daughter wants to be best friends with my youngest daughter. And so just if you could pray for both of my daughters.
Sure. And what is your daughter's name that has the three children?
Mallory.
Mallory.
Mm-hmm.
And then your other daughter?
Danelle.
And is Danelle the youngest?
No, Danelle is the oldest.
Okay. So your younger daughter is the one that you were speaking of with the three kids and the mental health?
Yeah.
Okay. And then
she's
Danelle.
Got a lot of she's got a lot of anxieties, and she gets overwhelmed very easily. Therefore, things do not get done that need to get done. And I was just speaking to the Lord too today about myself cleaning my apartment. I said, my gosh, it's not even that bad, and I'm overwhelmed. I can't imagine how Mallory feels with three kids and trying to get her house in order, you know.
Yeah, that would be a lot. So, okay, yeah, let's pray for your family. I'm going to go ahead and close your phone line and pray for your girls and then move to the next caller. But thank you so much for joining us. It's fun to have you back and a privilege to pray for you.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, let me just say the callers in order as well, so we're moving down so everyone knows they have an idea. So the next caller is 828-442-442-242. Oh, that's weird. It doubles over that way. 504-779-804-218-504-282-903-808. And then there you go. Okay, so we're praying for Mallory and Danelle. So, Father God, let's lift up Janelle. Father God, we thank you for Janelle, God. We lift her up to you, Lord, in Jesus' name, and Mallory as well, God. We thank you for the family, God. We thank you for setting things in their hearts, God, to settle things in their heart, God, like almost like, you know, like a bedrock that he's settling it, that they always come back, God. The default of their heart is upon you, God, and is upon the truth of who you've made each one of them to be, God. And we thank you, Lord, that they do not have to compare themselves to each other, God, but they would rejoice, Lord. And thank you, God, for each one. Like Danelle would thank you for her strengths and her weaknesses, God, and Mallory would thank you for her strengths and her weaknesses, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, for them working together, God, and not anything else, Father God, other than rejoicing, Lord, and allowing themselves, God, if they feel envy or they feel less, God, allowing themselves for you to mend and for you to heal, God, that the balm of your word and the healing of your word can mend every area there, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for Anne, too, just being sensitive and aware of these things, Lord, and, Lord, that it's helping her to even pray for them as well, Lord, as you lead her and guide her in your word to hit the target. With prayer, God, for wholeness for each one, God, and in their mind, Lord, that they wouldn't be less than of anything, God, that they would allow your word really to take them deeper and to set it as a bedrock, or that they are continually grounded and brought back to you, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you fill in even all of those places, God, with your spirit and with your love and your joy and your fellowship and your grace to make that a firm foundation for each one, God. And we thank you for that, God. And we bless Danelle, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for her relationship with you and walking that out, God, and that each one, Danelle and Mallory, would bring forth the fruit in which you purposed for them to walk in. In Jesus' name, God, we pray for Mallory, God. We pray for her mind. In Jesus' name, God, Lord, that you would ease the adversary over her, God. Give her relief from the adversary, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, that you would strengthen that place, Lord. Lord, your word says in Psalm 103 that you crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies, God. So we ask that type of crown, God. Every exchange that was made on the cross on her behalf, God, let that be hers, God. And we ask, Lord, for your presence. Lord, just as Anne and as we felt your presence, Lord, that your presence would be with her, Lord, to mend and to heal and to support and to defend and advocate with truth, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, and we thank you, God, for setting the captives free, in Jesus' name. Anyone else, even is listening or has family members, where the enemy is just, they need relief from the adversary, in Jesus' name, God, that you set the captives free, God, and redo the ordering of the mind, God, and the framing and even the thinking, God, even if it's a neurological reordering and resetting things, God. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for setting those things in order and bringing relief. And, Lord, and give Mallory, God, the desires of her heart, Lord. Let her come before your throne, Lord, in your kingdom, God, and lay those things down, God, and you know, bring in her life, God, if she's desiring, Lord, a godly companion who would lead to marriage, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, praise God. Okay, 828-442. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
Hi, Deborah. It's Jennifer from North Carolina. God bless you, too.
Hey, good evening. Thank you so much. Okay, well, let me mute you for a second and pray for you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Father God, for Jennifer, Lord. We just lift her up to you, God, and before your throne, we thank you for that, God. Jesus, like I've seen this big rock before you, you know, and then you like kneeling, like almost kneeling on the rock, kneeling on the rock. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Yeah, okay, hold on. That's just got my mind going for a second. Yeah, I thought that there were verses about standing on the rock, but you were like kneeling. That was very humble. And I mean, I know that there's standing and the Lord said to Moses, here in this place, you shall stand on the rock. Well, there's this big rock and you're kneeling beside it. Very reverent and very humble. Yeah, it's a reverent submission. Oh, because it even says, kneeling as a sign of reverence and submission when done toward royalty upon a meeting. So, gosh, I mean, it's not funny. It's just that he is royal. Like you are, when you meet with him, it's like you kneel even before the, even, wow, thank you, Father God. We just thank you, Lord, for that submission, you know, God, even before you release your command, before you release your decree, before you release your proclamation, Father God, her heart comes willingly before you, God. And you know, God, ultimately, if you call her to stand, if that is your command, she will do it. God, I thank you, Lord, just for her coming to you with such reverence, God, and submission, God, and all that she does, Father God. And even when she sees, Lord, even if this rock, you know, when it says, speak to this mountain, let it be removed. Even if it is something, God, that looks too big for her, too whatever, God, she's just going to come to you yielding as a faithful daughter to her father, asking you, God, faithfully to move on her behalf, Lord. Grant her petition and her humble plea and supplication before you, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you are even the rock of ages, God. And in that, Lord, that we lean on, we trust, put our dependence, Lord, and gain our strength from you, God. Even in that reverent submission of kneeling, it's not a weaker place, God, as the world, you know, your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. It's not as the world would dictate or the world would, whatever it's thinking is, Lord. So we thank you for that, God. Yeah. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Oh, praise Amen. God.
Mm-hmm. Pretty accurate. Yeah. Yeah. And just every day seems like an increase in awe and submission and humility. Yeah. Just continually increasing. I find something new literally every day to just blows my mind. And it causes just this, there's just no words, really. I mean, I think last week, the word was awe, and awe is not a big enough word.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I had a stronger one. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I think in scripture, if you look up awe in scripture, it is a big word.
Mm-hmm.
It is a big deal to God. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I told them to give me a bigger one.
Yeah, I would look that up. Like, go to. I would look that up and just see. Because, yeah, it actually is a big word in scripture and to God. And even, yeah, it's a big thing. Because I think, actually our pastor mentioned something a little bit this week about it. He was talking about something else, but mentioned about, he was describing something about the Lord and his holiness. And he was saying, like, if you think that's too strict or you think this about it, it's because, like, you may not fully understand, like, his holiness and the awe, like, the awe of God, or, like, his, I don't know if it's power. You know, there's a lot of things that God is that is all together with the ability even to create, to speak creation into being, and that God can create even, like, if somebody needed a new lung, mm-hmm. he can create a new lung in a 45-year-old man that is new to that 45-year-old man, but it's not a baby lung. It's just a new lung for the 45-year-old man. Do you get what I'm saying? I mean, he can create mm-hmm. something that is already, like, in the process of his body accepting it, receiving it, and age appropriate, but new to him, you know, restored and health and whole and new to him, but not necessarily a baby lung. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it can have age yeah. to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he can create things that are new, but yet age appropriate or age, which is incredibly fascinating and incredibly, so he was, anyway, the pastor was talking about how we come to the Lord, that we truly need to understand our own depravity, if you will, and the wholeness mm-hmm. of God. And anyways, but he just quickly passed over the word awe, and I said, "Oh, that's funny that he's using that word."
Yeah.
But I do remember yeah. it's a big deal to God and a big deal in Scripture when he talks about it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the biggest word that I've found, majestic. Awesome and majestic, but yeah, my brain can't comprehend just how.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. That was an awesome word.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
Well, yes, amen. Praise you, Father. Do you have any prayer requests?
No, I want everyone to get their word tonight, so I'm going to get in prayer, so I'm going to pray, but no, I just want everyone else to get their word, so I appreciate
okay.
you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you, too. Thanks for being with
thank
us
you.
Tonight. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay. Appreciate that. Bye.
Bye.
All righty, we have 442.
This is the name, Ben.
You're breaking up a little
off
bit.
Mute. How you doing? I couldn't get my phone off of mute. My name is Dee.
Oh.
And I'm
Dee.
And Sonia.
Oh, Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Carmen?
That's Deborah.
Her. Oh, yes, this is Deborah. Hi.
Oh.
This is Dee and Sonia.
I never missed you.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
At least.
Now, are you mother, daughter, or friends, or sisters,
friends.
Cousins?
We've been friends for many years.
So okay.
She live in Mississippi, and I live in Alabama.
Oh, okay. All right, so Dee and Sonia, right?
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, beautiful. Okay, let me mute you guys, you ladies. And that's funny, I talked about double tonight, and then there you go. And your number, your first three numbers were, oh gosh, the last numbers of the, what I called from the last caller. Wow. And then now here's double. So, Father God, we thank you, God. Lord, let it be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. And it is transpiring, God. We thank you for that. We thank you, God, for the confirmation. Even here this evening, Father God, for the double, God, and releasing it. I thank you for these ladies, God. We thank you for Dee and Sonia, God, that you are the Alpha and the Omega over their lives, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for setting all things in order. God, anything that needs to get on track, God, things that have spilled over, God, and I don't mean just personally in your own lives, but even in your family, right? Because as women, we represent households and generations. So anything that has spilled over, God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for bringing that back on track, God, and containing it. God, that it has compartmentalized, God, as you created it and ordained, God, putting it in place, shaping it and forming it, creating it and sustaining it. Father, we thank you for that, God. We thank you for those relationships, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you for the faith of these women, God, as faith is their sustenance. God, and it's creating, and that they will see it before them, God, and what their faith is creating, Lord. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Sonia, I'm seeing you really like take a hold of and wield the sword of the Spirit by the word of God. Like it's almost prophetic even, you know, it's like a prophetic unction or prophetic act, you know, right? But it's like it's with the word of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit and the word of the Lord. You're just wielding it before the Lord. I don't know if it's prayer or something that you actually literally do as a prophetic act. I don't know. But I'm seeing it be very effective in the Spirit. So we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you for these ladies, God, and for building them up for your kingdom and your purposes, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for Dee, God, and her servant's heart, God, and sitting with you, God, and just even a friendship evangelism, if that makes sense, like hospitality and that warm and that welcoming and just, you know, but it's evangelistic and by all measures and by all means, you know, but people definitely feel welcomed naturally. And then you're faithful, you know, to be who you are by the grace of God, to reflect him and to be a fragrance and to offer that invitation, God. We thank you for the fruitfulness of their lives, Lord, and even together, God, with the unity and the harmony, God, them uplifting one to another, God, carrying each other's burdens, lightening the load, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, and I thank you, Lord, how you have imparted unto them with your light, God, the light of life, Father God, as they follow you, as John 8 says, Lord. And we thank you for this, God, that they shine forth for you and they offer this light, God, that they will be light and salt to the earth, Father God, unto your name and unto your glory. We thank you. Thank you for the things that you're setting in order. Mm-hmm. Even with his light, there's something about the light that is being set in order. Not sure if that is even something like in literally the constitution or the sky, like the literal whatever's happening up there that could like literally give an account, you know. But we thank you, God, for the setting of order of your light as well and the transforming power of the gospel and of truth. In Jesus' name, praise God. Wow, I got lost in that for a second. Sometimes I shouldn't close my eyes, but I did. So praise the Lord. Wow, ladies, awesome.
Amen.
Amen. You're breaking up, honey.
Deborah.
Yes.
Okay, you better.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. One part I couldn't hear you. What did you say about the prophetic?
It's recorded, okay, Sonia. I'll go back on there and get it.
Well, since you can tell me right quick, because I can't get the recording.
Okay, so what was her question, Dee? Can you tell me what her question was, just because I can hear you a little bit clearer? She wanted to know which part I said, what was she referring to? I mean, she gave an example or a reference.
When you said something about the prophetic.
About the what?
Prophetic.
Something about when you were saying about something was almost prophetic about, I don't know if you said,
oh,
it was her friend.
Okay, right. Yeah, like she was, like she had the sword of the spirit, and I don't know if she's praying the word, but I'm seeing her, I was seeing her like wail the sword of the spirit. And sometimes when we use the word of God, that's what we are doing. And I don't know if she literally will, if that was being done in a literal sense, like a prophetic act, like literally taking a sword and wielding it, like, you know, because sometimes I might do that, you know, wield the sword. But with the word of God and sending it forth, you know, to accomplish that which the purpose did. So, but I was seeing her do that, and I didn't know if it was a literal or almost like a prophetic act, or her doing prophetic acts according to the word of God. That's what I was referring to.
You're breaking up, Sonia. She can't hear you.
Tell her that's the truth.
We heard you that time.
Yeah. That is awesome. Well, praise,
I guess I have a sign.
Praise God.
Thank,
praise the living God of all creation.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you, Sonia. It was a privilege and honor to pray for both of you. God bless you. Do you have any prayer requests?
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yes, ma'am. A request for my daughter, Cynthia, and her husband, James, for God to work the situation out for them, for him to overturn it in their favor, and for the mindset and deliverance of my sons and my oldest daughter. So I got three sons and two daughters. But the one that I mentioned, my daughter Cynthia, her and her husband James, you know, I'm praying for God to do something special for them concerning something that needs to be worked out in their life.
Okay, sure.
Prayerfulness there, but can you pray for my finances?
For her finances?
Yes.
Okay, yeah,
I had planted some seed, and now I need a miracle.
Okay. Okay, so for your finances. Okay, got it. Okay, thank you, ladies. That was fun. I enjoyed that. And let me close your phone line, and I'll pray for your prayer request, and then I'm going to move to the next caller. But thank you so much for joining us.
You.
And yes, and really, you guys just confirmed the word of the Lord that came forth today in the double. So praise God.
Yeah, but I'll yes, tell Lord. Me that about my phone number. Thank you.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
you know that the Lord knows your number, and he has the placement of your time and where you are and all of that, you know, so that's very cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's
all
very
right.
Cool.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, let me close you guys out here. Thank you. God bless you guys. Okay, so Father God, we thank you for Dee, Father God. We lift up James and Cynthia to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you would light their path, Father. Lord, being a light and a lamp unto their steps, Father God, we ask for your favor, God. And even as they are waiting on you, God, and speaking to mountains, God, and asking for your wisdom and your direction and to guard them and guide them, God, we thank you, Lord, that they would continue to praise your name, God, and that you would give them favor and strengthen them with your spirit of might. And that you would lead them out with your mighty right hand, God. We thank you for this, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the favor and leading them out with your mighty right hand. In Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for her sons. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for them as well, God, that you are a delivering God, Lord, that you would deliver them, God, from the oppressor, God, that you would deliver them, God, that you would set their minds free that have been held captive. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for delivering their mindsets unto you, God, that you will release a slavery mindset, God, unto sonship. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your blood, God, and the redemption and the work of your blood, and every exchange on the cross would be theirs, God, that you would reveal yourself for who you really are, God, and even if that's in dreams, God, in visions, and make them realities, God, in such a reality, God, that their soul is in reverence and alert and heightened to the presence of the living God before them, God. And I thank you that you would give them the courage to turn to you, God, that they might abide in the vine and desire the things that the Father, their heavenly Father, desires for them. In Jesus' name, God, that they would feed from you, God, and that they would be satisfied just as Jesus said, you are his food and you did their will, God, and you satisfied, God, you satisfied them. Let it be so, God. Let it be so in Jesus' name. God, let them hunger and thirst after you, God, and communion with you, God. Commune with you, Father God, the bread of life. Jesus' name, we thank you for those turnarounds. Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for her daughter as well, God, that the peace and the grace of God would be upon her, God. We thank you, Lord, for leading her gently, God, and guiding her, Lord, and with your mighty right hand, God, in Psalm 16. Excuse me, you know, where the Lord offers his right hand and the pleasures forevermore. You know, I see the Lord really being a gentleman to her and easing her, bringing her in and drawing her near and pursuing her, but truly being a gentleman to her and offering, but at the same time leading, right? Not so gentle that he's not leading. He's not passive. He knows what he's doing, but he's offering, you know, in a different way that's gentle and receivable, like receiving. So we thank you for your spirit, God, and your nature and your character, and that you are God Almighty and all-powerful to move on their lives in Jesus' name. And we pray for Sonia, God. We thank you, Lord, your word says in Corinthians that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So we thank you, Father God, that nothing escapes you, God, that it is all yours, God. We ask for a dispensing, Lord. We ask for the wisdom for every provision that she has need of, God. And even as Peter had a need and it brought it to you, Father God, that you had sometimes creative resolutions and solutions. And I know I say this a lot because the Holy Spirit gave this to me years ago, God. So we thank you, God, for Sonia as she listens and follows. God, that you would supply, God, that you would make your supply for her, God. Your word says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you, God. And I pray, God, an adding and an increase to meet her need, and a miracle, God, the things that need to break forth and break off. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for working on her behalf and being faithful unto her. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, praise God. Okay, our next caller here is 405-779. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. It's Lucretia. How are you?
Good. Lucretia, are you from Texas?
No, I'm from Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was way off. Oh, no, actually not too far up. Okay, so praise God. Lucretia, yeah, not too far. I guess you guys are sitting right above them, right? So
yes.
Now, have I prayed for you before?
Yes, it's been a while. It's been several months.
Okay. All right. Okay, great. So thank you for joining us tonight. Let me pray for you. And then I'll come back and open your phone line. So, Father God, we thank you for Lucretia, Father God, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord, that you are a good God. You know, I'm seeing something with, like, I don't know if it's some type of preparation of, like it's something with linens or something. I don't know if it's something that is like the preparation of banqueting with him, like him preparing that banqueting table, you know, that place for you to come and just partake in abundance of him, you know, that he's given you that invitation to sit at his table and to dine with him, to sup with him, as some say. And but just the abundance of preparation, the abundance of, you know, what is offered before you, like the spread is like the banquet. It's just the spread is in abundance that he has. But he offers that to you. I thank you, Lord, for just unlocking in Lucretia, Father God, your thoughts, Lord. When you offer, God, we receive from you, God, and that it's not, we're not taking, we're not selfish, Father God. Lord, we're humbled to receive, God, what you've prepared in advance for her to even walk in, for her to even partake in, God, as your word says, and I know I said earlier, the fruit that you purposed for her, God, that she would, her light would so shine, God, and help us, Lord, not to think in framings of things in the natural, the way that you dispense mercy, the way that you dispense grace, that we don't limit that, God, that we don't limit in receiving from you what you've intended for Lucretia to have, Father God, because of our own humanity, God. Help unlock her understanding, God. Unlock any hesitation, God. Unlock any, and in your mind even, I'm seeing, and not just you, probably as other people too, you know, because we think, oh, we don't want to be selfish, or that's maybe not the polite thing to do, you know, or, you know, is that etiquette or ethical, you know, like, I mean, yes, it's ethical, but is that proper etiquette? You know, we don't want to seem out of place and, you know, we want to be reverent, but at the same time, the Lord, when he's speaking and for something for you to receive and the things that he's prepared for you, we really need to be open to that and open to open ourselves to be open to his understanding and for him to reveal his thoughts in it so that we're not limited in our own thoughts. Well, this is really powerful, really, because the hesitation or the limitation in our own humanity and not missing the full measure, the fullness of what God wants for you. So I thank you. I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, God, that she will receive, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, anything that's binding her mind, Lord. It says whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. God, we remove the bindings from people's minds, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that our minds, Lord, the girding of truth would be, as you placed it, around our waist. God, not misconceptions in minds, Father God, while we carry truth, God, but our minds, Lord, I just feel like to pray that, Lucretia, that you, and I know for a fact, because I can sense even just the wisdom of God on this, that there's others as well that this would apply to. It's just, Lord, we surrender. Surrendering your mind to him and to his knowledge and to his wisdom, right? The word of God says grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. Grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. So as we're growing because he's leading us with his grace, right? He opens up places because of his grace, the richness of his grace and the shedding of his precious blood. We grow in the knowledge of him, and growing in the knowledge of him is sometimes in his word. It's experiencing it. It's vice versa, because sometimes you can experience things first and then you learn in his word, but building on the understanding, how he's establishing our faith. There's all kinds of ways of growing in the knowledge of God, but we have to be open to receive it. So I thank you that is open now, God. We thank you, God, for the opening of that and the loosening of the knowledge, growing in the grace and the knowledge of you and Lucretia's mind, Father God. And I thank you, God, that she would lean not on her own understanding. That's not, that is a limited form of truth, which I've never seen that before. But acknowledging you, God, trusting in you, trusting in your ways and leaning into them, God, that she might receive the fullness of what you've purposed for her, God, and partake. God, partaking of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you for it. Thank you, God. We thank you for your abundance. Thank you for your abundance, Lord. Amen. Wow.
Yes. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I receive that.
Amen. Wow.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. I have been feeling, some challenges mentally, so I do receive that.
Amen. Amen. Yes, I did feel an unlocking there towards the end, so praise God. Praise God. But do you... Yeah, I'm so glad that you joined us, because really, praise the Lord for the Lord unleashing things. So do you have any prayer requests?
Yes, I'm just needing direction and a lot of answers from the Lord. So I would just like prayer for that. It's just, a lot of stuff going on, and I just need specific directions and answers to things. Answers to a lot of questions. So.
Okay, sure, absolutely. Well, thank you so much again for joining us. Well, it's great praying for you, and God bless you. Okay, thank you. All right, so we're going to close your phone line, pray for you, and then move to the next caller. Let's see, where are we? So our callers after we pray for Lucretia's prayer request is 804-504-919-402. All right, great, guys. Okay, so Father, we thank you for Lucretia, Lord. We lift her up to you, God, and we thank you, Lord. And we just come into agreement with her, God, with her petitions and supplications before you, God, for guidance and direction, God, and to speak to her with clarity, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for that you do supply solutions, God. You are a God of solutions, Lord. So we thank you, God, for your ample supply unto her, God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, as she's committing her way to you, God, and you see, Lord, that she's calling in faith and acknowledging you in all of her ways, Lord, that you would direct her steps and her path, Lord, that that would begin to unfold. And I thank you, Lord, for how you're teaching her and she's abiding in you, God. We thank you for the fruitfulness of her prayers to bring forth, Lord, the guidance, Lord, and answers, God. So we ask for the clarity of you speaking to her, God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, even as she takes, we thank you, God, that she is faithful to take the steps that are needed, and that you provide the provision. You know, I was thinking this, is that Joshua, when he crossed the Jordan, you know, they had the tabernacle. Well, you know, like when Moses crossed, parted the Red Sea, God parted the Red Sea, right? He lifted up the staff and God parted the Red Sea. With Joshua, he told him he actually had to step into the water. He had to step into the water before it would part. And, you know, it started to bring a different clue into the transforming covenant of one carrying the presence of the Lord, is that we have to take a step of action sometimes to see which direction, to see how the Lord is guiding us, you know, and not necessarily always a fleece, but you know what I'm saying, like doing that in faith, or if he's giving you something, you know, at some point for his guidance, you know, to take a step and see how he guides you and leads you or confirms or closes the door, you know, however that works. So praise God. Okay, 804. 218. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? I'm sorry.
It's
804.
Angie.
Oh, Angie.
It's Angie.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I got this blessed.
How are you?
For a second. Good. How are you
good.
Doing? Good.
Doing good. I do have a quick testimony, but wait, I'll let you pray first before I do it.
Oh, cool. Okay, thank you. I would love to hear your testimony, too. Actually, I was sharing part of your testimony last week with my husband. He thought it was pretty cool because he sells houses, you know, and the Lord leads him in the land. Anyway, it was cool because I was able to share it with him. So, Father God, we thank you for Angie, Father God, in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know why I see this, but it's funny to me, so I don't know. But it's like you're on a pogo stick, but you're very skilled at it. And I don't know if it's just that the Lord, for one, it's fun. You're a fun person, right? And it's not necessarily that you're all over the place. That's not what that means. I think it just means that you're skilled at certain things, right? Like the Lord has certain things. And there might be even, I actually believe it's this is that there's a time and a season for certain things, right? And the Lord has actually equipped you very skillfully to do things and to master those things in the times and the seasons that they're there, you know. And some people might even be like, wow, how did you do that without, you know, the rest of us are falling on our face in the garage floor, you know, trying to do this pogo stick or trying to return it, you know. But, like, you're very skilled and you're having a good time, you know. And actually, like, it's like the joy of the Lord. is upon you, and people are seeing like the skillfulness for the time in the season where he's equipped you to accomplish what needs to be accomplished. But others, you know, I think that even the joy from it, others, it will spill over on others to find that joy as well. So let me say too, before I open your phone line, you know, so like if, so because here on PGN, right, I could just say what I see and then the Lord will give me words or the description of it and whatnot. But probably if I was in any other, I mean, it's just funny to me, but I'm glad that we're able to do that freely here. And other places, I might just have to, if I give forth a, like that prophetic prayer, if you will, I would have maybe not mentioned the pogo stick and just use the words and not say what I'm seeing, but say what I'm seeing in words where I'm still faithful to the Lord. But anyway, I'm just saying that to say I'm grateful to God that we have this house that we can bring forth all of it for the glory of God. Amen.
Okay,
I think
back.
Your phone's on mute. Yeah, now you're back.
Okay. I'm not just, my mom has, for the last 2 months, because she built the deck on the back of her house. And we've been hunting for furniture, and I got tired of it. So I just went out and used the marketplace on Facebook to, you know, find some stuff. And I ran into this beautiful couple. And you could feel the presence. They didn't speak English. It was like stepping back into Chile, you know, because they were Spanish speaking. And it had a 3-year-old, you know. I looked at the little boy and I kind of thought it was a little girl because of the long hair, but, and then I wanted to say boy, but, you know, but I said, how old are you? And I said, 3, I bet. And he goes, yep, 3. So anyway, we sat and talked for about 2 hours and I was able to share testimony, and they've been here 5 years and they hadn't really connected to a church, but they're Christians. And it was just a real good connection, and we were able to share. And part of the things that I saw in Chile and some of the things I've gone through life, both of them had abuse in their background and stuff. So I was able to share, you know, how to watch the eyes and all. And we just had a great time. It just felt like, you know, they were family. I was really just so excited about being able to connect with somebody to share on that one-on-one personal level. And they prayed with me, and we just, you know, we really, and she moved in the prophetic, and, you know, she saw some things and she shared it. And it was, you know, and the man had to interpret because she doesn't understand English. So her husband was interpreting, so it was, so I had to say it real slow, like, you know, stepping back in Chile. But when I shared all the healing that took place, it encouraged them to know that, you know, God is real. God still does miracles. Don't fall for, you know, the mundane, because God is a God of miracles, and he's in your moment now. That's all.
Wow. That is very cool.
So pogo stick. Pogo stick. I was bouncing.
Yes. Yeah. And
I got
your joy.
And I got her furniture on her back porch, and I'm done with that.
Wait, mom, did you have to go? Was that a garage sale?
No, it was on Facebook, but they used the Facebook to sell things through. And
okay,
they
gotcha.
Had come across some chairs, and that's what I was looking for, is, you know, outdoor patio chairs and tables.
Yeah.
So, you know, by the time I finished my day, I gathered it.
That's good. Wow, that is so cool. And that is amazing, wow, that you spent that much time with them and ministered to them. And I'm not surprised at all that it was a healing for the soul and the spirit, because you really do seem to minister that way really well, you know, from the short testimonies that I've heard you share here with people, and just the wisdom that God gives you that is very redemptive to the heart and the soul of an individual, you know, that does seem to be a sweet spot for you. Yeah, that's cool.
Amen. That's what she would say. I'm in. It was so sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
Enjoyed
that's
it
precious.
So much.
Yeah, that was very
And she
precious.
Would grab her
that's
chest
cool.
and she had, you know, it was just so sweet. It was just, you know, and I could feel the presence immediately when I stepped in the doorway.
Wow. That's cool.
And they felt
cool.
it immediately, too. Yeah, it was almost like God was saying, these are my people.
Wow. Wow.
I was
That's
amazed.
Cool.
It was, yeah, I was amazed. And I said, God, I missed that, just running in that spontaneity of just saying, you know, and being able to spend some time to fellowship. It was a fellowshipping time. It was life-giving on both sides.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
like, I pour into you, you pour back. Pour into you, pour back.
yeah.
And I was able
wonderful.
To share about the communion and the healing and how to, you know, when you get into those stuck places and you can't figure your way out, you know what, just sit down and every time the devil kicks at you, take a sip and a bite.
I like that.
So, anyway,
that's
what I had
good.
To
thank
share.
You. Yeah, thank
I
you.
Love
thank you for reminding me. Yes, we love you too. God bless you. Thanks for being here. Bye.
Bye, man. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was good. All right, 919-995. Good evening. How am I speaking to?
Cheryl from North Carolina.
Hey, Cheryl.
How you doing?
Hey. Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, great. Let me mute you and come right back to you. Father God, we thank you for Cheryl, Father. In Jesus' name, we lift her up to you, God. In Jesus' name, you know, the word says, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. Is that Psalm 24? I don't know. Let's see. No, it's not. It's oh, it's what song was that? I don't know if that's Psalm 12:11 or one. It's not on here clearly. So this is okay. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Thank you, Father God. Oh, it's a song of ascent. It's Psalm 121. Goodness gracious. The Lord watches, I'm going to read the rest of the verses, there's only eight. The Lord watches over you, the Lord is your shade and your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day and the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm, he will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just the lifting up even of the song of ascent. God, we thank you, you know, Father God, just, you know, what, sure, sorry, I'm stumbling over my own words, the ascent, when we ascend, you know, that is a form of God's order, because he calls it forth, and you're drawing closer to the Lord, and, you know, coming nearer unto him, it's a calling up, and a drawing near, and there's an order to that, right, and in some of his ascent, like in his ascent, and Exodus 19, he is talking about, there's salvation, obedience, and blessing. That is an order that God has, right? And those are the things that are in place, right? So the blessings come to people, but the salvation comes from the Lord. Obedience, right? We're participating in the blessing. The Lord, you know, releases that. Just like it says, I will reward those when you come to him in secret. He will reward you openly, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago. And there's an order to that, and there's an ascent to that, like coming up, drawing you, calling you to come up closer, to come up nearer. And so I'm seeing this, like up to the like come up to the mountain, come away with me, come up higher, you know. And even in that, because of the New Testament, is that like you're climbing the mountain of faith, if you will, right? And one of my prayer intercessors used to say, we climb the mountain of faith. And then what do you do when you get up there to the mountain of faith? So it's not funny. I think I'm just getting tired. So Lord will tell you to jump, right? Because it's like, you know, you just have to take a leap of faith and you jump. You go to the higher place and you learn more of him and you have that closeness, you know. But to come down from the mountain sometimes in the New Testament is jumping, you know, taking a leap of faith. So there's something there that is actively the Lord is building and strengthening and then causing you to utilize that as well. So we thank you, God. We thank you for all of that, Lord. Let that be an adventurous journey of joy unto your name, God. And we thank you for what you're building and strengthening in her, God, and the stamina to finish her race. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Well, do you have any prayer requests before I let you go?
No, I don't. I don't have a request, but I thank you so much for the word.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. But, thank you. You have a good night.
You
a good
too.
Week, too. Take care.
Good night.
Thanks. Bye. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me tell you our numbers again. So next we have 402-608-919-426-954, and then 504, and then we'll have to end. So we might need to, let's see what time it is. And how many callers was that? One, two. Okay, we might towards the end, we might need to, if you have a prayer request, let me just say this. If you have a prayer request, please, when I open your phone line, tell me what your prayer request is, and we'll pray that, because I know the Lord can speak into that prophetically as well. Otherwise, I'll just pray a personal prayer for you, and then we'll have to move on to the next caller, only because our time is shortened tonight. And again, when I open your phone line for the last five or six callers, if you have a prayer request, let's pray into that. Just say, I have a prayer request. If not, I will just pray for you prophetically as we have been, without taking a prayer request after. That makes sense, and I think it does. So thank you so much. Okay, that way we can get everybody in before we end, and nobody's left without prayer. So good evening. Oh, this is...
Hi, Deborah. It's Sharon.
Sharon, yes, thank you. Thank you so much,
hi,
Sharon.
Hi.
Okay,
yes.
Great to have you.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah.
I just took a chance.
Well, I'm glad you did. You landed in the right place at the right time.
I did.
The
yes,
right reason and the right season. Yeah. Okay. Okay, let me mute you for a second and pray for you. Father, we thank you for Sharon, Father God. We thank you, Lord, even her step of faith, God, to be here this evening, God. We thank you for opening. Sorry, blog talk was in my ear. We thank you for opening that way for her, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for every avenue, God, that you have for her, Lord, Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I thank you for Sharon, God, and I lift her up before your altar. God, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your healing unto her, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, let the consuming fire of God bring forth a healing, God, and just burn up those things, Lord, whatever is not needed, Lord. We thank you for your consuming fire upon her life, Father God, and for your healing to rest upon her, God. We thank you for healing for bones in her life, God. We thank you for the fire of God to be upon in her bones, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. And Lord, we thank you for places and traces. I don't know what that means, but because I was going to say it, but I was like, well, that's what I heard, so that's what I'm going to say. So Lord, we thank you for places and traces. I don't know if God's tracing the places you've been. I don't know. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, again, Lord, just going back to the places and the avenues, Lord, that you're taking her in, God. In Jesus' name. And when I was praying for the fire in the bones, I was specifically thinking of a knee. I mean, I was thinking of your knee. So we thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for our healing. I don't know. Thank you for that healing. In Jesus' name. Oops, where did you go? There you are.
Hi.
Okay. Hey, is it your left knee or what one is it?
Well, my whole left leg is a kind of a weird deal. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so it is the left side. Okay, just place your hand on your knee, God, and we thank you, God, for the transfer of healing. God, is the release of your power, God. I'm just doing this in faith. Father God, in Jesus' name, God, that you would transfer, God, and release, as your word calls it in Corinthians, your excellence of power. God, we know your excellence of your name is majestic and holy and powerful. Let the fire of God come to her bones and in her knee, Father God, and to bring forth the healing. God, I ask you to release it now, Lord. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Amen. Wow, I don't know what's happening on your end, but my hand, yeah.
I don't feel the heat, but I feel some pain, and usually there's pain when there's healing.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then it goes away. After it's healed,
okay.
There's usually some pain and healing, but I really appreciate that. I'm trying to pray in my health and body be restored, and definitely my bones. I got some weird things going on that I can't even figure out how it happened. Torn tendons.
Yeah.
That I would really like to have fixed because the doctors can't do it. So only God can do it.
Yeah. Wow. I know you're on the Lord's heart, and he's seeing something with healing, or I wouldn't have prayed that. I mean, he's, you know, you know, hearing your request.
I'm very grateful. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know, do you ever take communion at home or no?
No, I don't, you know, and I guess it's because there is a spiritual communion that I do say sometimes, but I'm even hesitant to do that. I hesitate because I haven't, been to confession, and I don't know if I'm allowed to take spiritual communion if I haven't been to confession. So I'm trying to find that out. I know I can confess my, you know, in my heart to God, and I do, but I'm confused on that, on the spiritual
communion. Yeah, so I know that, and I don't want to lead you to, but being a more full gospel evangelical, if you will, belief in that his word says to confess your sin one to another. And I think there's so much grace in that because the Lord knows that, like, that's not plural. We don't have to, it doesn't have to be others, you know, it can just be one other person. And, you know, in the framing of structure of where you attend church, that is for you, the priest, you know, but the word doesn't necessarily, if you read that word in James, it doesn't necessarily indicate necessarily that it's a priest. It just says one to another. But you probably should, you know, I don't want you to do anything that's going to mess up where you are, you know, like in your faith with God and in your church. I'm not going to lead you, you know, but you could read it. You could ask them to bring you communion. I don't know if they can. I know that they can, or if you know someone who attends your church to bring communion, because I've seen people have little things where they, you know, set it in there sacredly, if you will, and then carry it home to the sick person, you know. So something where you could administer it that way. Or maybe even ask them, hey, if someone's bringing home communion for a person who's homebound or sick, how do they take communion if they're not going to confession? You might just want to ask a priest that, like, how is it and is that okay? Like, you might want to start there, you know, just call your church and ask those questions or whatnot. Yeah. So, but anyways, but thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
God bless you. And may the Lord just continue to minister to you physically, you know, with his fire and your bones and all of your needs that you have need of. So thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Deb. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, 608-960. Good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's Jen.
Hey.
You already know.
Okay. I already know your prayer request.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'll just pray. That's fun. Okay. Thank you, Lord. So, Father God, we just thank you, God. Let that be even a sign, God, of a celebration. God, let that be a sign of a celebration, Lord, and just taking the leap of faith and stepping into it and crossing over, God, and to breakthrough, God, and the celebration of that, God, with your promises, Lord, with your living hope, with your word, Lord, Lord, your word logos and the many prophetic words, Father God, let that create, God, just even a net for him, God, and a place to propel him forward, God. We thank you for your angels, Lord, to propel him forward into the future, Father God. And just even the right, how, who was Isaac sent the servant? Was it Isaac, Rebecca? Yeah, sent the servant and the things that sent the servant out to go find Rebecca or whatever, but he sent him out in faith. So like go out in faith in preparation to celebrate a good outcome, right? And that the Lord will lead you. And literally the angels propelled him, right? He's seen and he had an understanding and then he pursued and stepped into it, you know, and then knew at some point he knew once he was talking to her, you know. So I just pray that the angels of the Lord propel you. And just we celebrate with you in your search, and you're asking, seeking, and knocking. And as you're searching, we celebrate that as well. And we thank you, Father God, for the breakthrough and the outcome, to celebrate that as well on his behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. So praise God.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, God bless you. Thanks for joining us. Okay, have fun with it. Make it your own. All right, 919. Well, wait a second. 919-426. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, good evening. It's Destiny from North Carolina.
Destiny from North Carolina?
Yes, Destiny.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Thank you, Destiny. So, Father God, we thank you for Destiny, Lord. We lift her up to you, God, and before your altar, God. We thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for your love. We thank you for seeing all things. Lord, we thank you for even seeing, you know, it's funny how the Lord can see the body of Christ, his church, if you will, at large as a bride. Like, he sees us as one and ordained and presented before him without spot and wrinkle, right? That's how we want to be presented before him as well. You know, but we each give an account, but then he sees us as one, like in the fullness of what he's done and the fullness of what he's completed. So we're very much individual and an account before him, and he's dispensed his gifts upon us, and some of the things overlap, and some of the things like complement, right? The fivefold ministry, you know, and the leading forth of the church and his ordinances and principles and commands. But then we also have our conscience, right? Because the word of the Lord can divide bone and marrow, soul and spirit, and thought and intents of the heart. So we thank you for the new covenant that you have with Destiny, Father God, as your bride. And so he has you, right? He knows you, and he's called you by name, but then he has you at large, participating with his church and helping them be without spot and wrinkle, and discipling them and bringing them in. So even though we can be in a crowd, right, seemingly, the Lord really does know us by name. He knows how we're serving him, right? And sometimes the most valuable people and the key players are the most invisible to everybody else, right? So like, it's like that backboard, but then there's the hoop, you know, and then the backboard is supporting the hoop, you know, and it's very important, you know. So we thank you. It's a sustaining and it's purposeful that it all works together, you know. So we thank you for that, God, how you're shaping her and molding her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I did have a prayer request though. I've just been going through something with my voice. I had lost my voice. I went hoarse for a while, and it took a really long time to get my voice back. And now it's still a struggle, and the doctors are kind of confused as to, you know, what to do. So just pray for that.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, thank you. God bless you. Okay, I did hear a testimony of a man, a pastor, who his voice was healed after much time, and he was actually, anyways, I don't know if it's online, if you can look it up. But anyway, Father God, we thank you for Destiny, God. We thank you for the healing of her voice box, God, Lord, the mending of her voice, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for everything that's working together in her throat, God, the mending and the soothing, God, and asking for your honey and your balm to be placed upon that, God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, and even for the wisdom and every provision that she has need of, God, that you guide her, God, helping her to discern and to acquire knowledge, God, and to apply, God, even the intuitive inclinations that she might have, Father. We thank you, God, for giving her the wisdom and the insight, and we pray for your healing and your healing anointing to be upon her voice, God, and to restore and recover all, God, and healing every wound, recover all. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, 954-580, good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, good evening. This is Caroline from Jamaica.
Oh, hey, Caroline.
Hi.
Nice to have you. Hi, nice to have you. Thank nice you. To hear your voice. Thank you. Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay. So, Father God, we thank you for Caroline, Father, in Jesus' name. We just bring her before your altar, God, and we thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you. Like, it's like higher heights, you know, like, you know how, like, you can have a kite and it picks up the wind and the, it just picks up the wind and then it goes higher than like a higher. It's like, it's so, okay, I never seen it like this or heard, but like the wind is like it comes in a wave. And I don't know, I guess those jet streams, so it kind of is, but they're invisible. I guess they're kind of like waves. I don't know what our jet stream is. Anyways, in the air and in the sea, is that right? Anyways, but it's like, so then it, like this wave, and it swoops it up the kite, and it takes it higher to a higher level. And you didn't even see it coming, right? And you don't feel it in the distance and the level that you're at, but it swoops in and it brings it up higher. So I see you going up higher with the Lord, him taking you up higher in things because you're already activated. Like your faith is already out there. It's already activated and you're walking in it, like in the things of the spirit, right? Where it talks about not walking in the law of the flesh, but the law of the spirit brings life, you know, brings law in those scripture. And you're already there. You're already walking in it and living in it. He's taking you up higher. So I thank you, Father God, for new heights. For Caroline, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for bringing her to new heights, God. Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. There will be no fear, Father. We just thank for the refreshing wind and the renewal, God, to be upon her, God, in Jesus' name, and lifting her higher, God, enlightening the things of this world, becoming lighter. Like in their true afflictions, Father God, to the glory of God and reverence to the glory of God, Lord, are lighter, God, with the deeper understanding of truly and the things that can come to earth from heaven, right? Loosening the things from heaven on earth. And we thank you for the increase of the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy. Jesus' name. Amen. Okay,
amen.
Cool.
Amen.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you. I do look
yeah.
forward for the elevation. God has
yeah.
been great.
Yeah. So cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. And thank you for hanging
thank
in
you.
There. So I'm so glad that you joined us tonight. Well, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye. Okay, thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. God bless you. Take care. Shalom.